If the colors scarlet and gray made a sound, that sound would be this. This is the Buckeye Show.
Yes, it is. We're going to go to the Bryan Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. I'm Timmy Hall. Eric Reeser is here tonight as well. And it's been a long time since we talked to our man from Letterman Row, Austin Ward, who does a great job covering Buckeye football there. Austin, good to talk to you, man. How have you been?
Fantastic.
I'm glad to hear it. There, we communicate, we talk to each other a lot, and it's usually about one thing. And we are Sinbad and Arnold Schwarzenegger in Jingle All the Way. Only we're not trying to catch a turbo, man. We're just trying to get some sports cards. Whatever you got, hockey, baseball, football, basketball, we don't care. Whatever you got left, we'll take it, and we'll push some kids out of the way to get it. That's what we'll do.
Well, I mean, you've got the advantage. You get to bring your kid with you and rip some packs that way, which sounds a lot more fun than me just standing there by myself. But, you know, we'd be remiss if we didn't give a shout-out to our guy Ryan in Grove City, who opened his new shop today, Card Collector 2.
That's right.
He's definitely helped both of us out trying to get back into this hobby, which is making both of us feel like kids again. And it's just – it's crazy, man. I mean, we talk about it all the time, but it's nice to have some of that nostalgia kind of born out of, you know, quarantine and everything that we went through the last year. And I don't know. I know we both still are hooked on it, but Ryan down there, Card Collector 2 in Grove City, has been a big help for both of us.
Yeah, it's cool. And there was a shop that I checked out up in Westerville, too. It had been a while now, just for like location and where you and I like live in town. Yeah. Spots that are easier to get to, but everybody that's out there doing it. And, you know, there's been businesses in the community, obviously, that have been hit hard by the pandemic, and we're cognizant of that. And it's cool to see that some industries and some businesses have been able to flourish during these times, too. And that's America, right? It's striking while the iron is hot, and that's cool to see in a way. I will ask you, sort of as we start talking Buckeyes here, if you could invest. And they make college sports cards. We've seen, you know, there's Buckeye packs out there and all that. If you could have one, let's say, patch auto of a current Ohio State player, and you would get the rising value and everything, only one, who would it be?
Yeah. Well, I think right now you've got to scoop up all the C.J. Stroud stock you can.
The C.J.'s.
Yeah, I mean, that's just, you know, the competition is not over, but I feel pretty strongly that where this is heading, and I think that he'll be the next starting quarterback for Ohio State, and that tends to mean that you're in line to be a first-round draft pick. You could be a Heisman Trophy finalist or winner, that you're going to go to the college football playoff. And quarterbacks, you know, whether that's collecting cards or, you know, betting on the future, just the biggest stars with endorsement deals, that's where it goes, and you have to have a winner at that position. And I think C.J. Stroud, you know, he went into spring with the lead. He maintained that throughout camp, going first through the line, and the feedback and everything that I was hearing, what I saw from three open practices and then the spring game, he's going to be the guy for the Buckeyes. And those are the ones that you look for. He's going to be starting here for 2 years in Columbus at least, and that gives you enough brand recognition right there. So there are other guys, of course. There always are for Ohio State. There's going to be a ton of draft picks at this time next year for Ohio State. But C.J. Stroud, you're getting in on the ground floor with him.
Letterman Row's Austin Ward, our guest here on the Buckeye Show. Follow him on Twitter at Award Sports. And so the conversation you guys just were having kind of got my gears turning to thinking about name, image, and likeness legislation as that kind of continues to move through. Austin, do you see a market for college athletes to set things up like this to where they're selling? Like C.J. Stroud's literally autographing his own card. Like a company like Panini would come to Columbus and just start taking pictures and selling cards of these players.
I think that they absolutely would. And the question that, you have to ask then is does Panini want to, you know, get into NCAA licensing? We've already seen how difficult that can be for EA Sports with the video game. So do you want to go all 130 teams at this level? Do you want to just focus on a Big Ten set, an SEC, or a college football playoff every year? Like that becomes the next question, because I think that it's inevitable that Panini or Topps or Upper Deck is going to try and strike deals with these kids because they're too valuable not to. And once they're allowed to cash in on that, and who knows exactly what all this, how all this legislation will work and what limitations they'll have. But, you know, they already, you already know that they're going to be setting up signings around town.
Sure.
Whether that's what, yeah, whether that's card shops or card dealerships or, you know, I mean, go into Roosters for a Letterman Live and hanging out with us. Like, that's all going to be on the table for them. And I know that that's a, you know, big headache for college coaches that are used to that control, but they're going to have to get used to that because, you know, NFL coaches and franchises have been having to deal with that as long as they've existed.
I could just like see you smiling through the phone lines when talking about Buckeyes being able to come out there to your thing, your Letterman Live show. And, you know, Eric, it's funny you asked that question because, Austin, what was whose Twitter account was that? There was some woman who's a reporter in Chicago who had like a gigantic fathead sized Panini Prism Justin Fields card, like a gigantic one. It looked so cool. Like you anyone would want that. Any Buckeyes/Bears fan would want that in their basement.
I can only imagine what the price tag would be if they just put that up, you know, auction or just for sale on their website, because
a grand, you know, easy minimum.
Yeah, that thing was as big as that reporter there in Chicago. And so you and I have both, we've been begging, hey, Panini, send us some stuff. We'll give it away to Ohio.
Come on,
State
Panini. We'll do some pack openings. YouTube it, baby.
That's right.
Let's go.
Absolutely, we will. We'll take it to the office. We'll decorate Roosters. We'll decorate the fan. We'll put them anywhere. And then if they happen to slip in just, you know, a blaster or two of select, like, okay, that'd
be nice
awesome.
Of them. This guy.
Find some use of that too.
I can't stop now. I'm addicted. Austin, so the draft just concluded, 10 guys and then a handful more signing free agent deals. Besides Justin Fields, which story, which fit really has you excited to follow?
I think the most interesting story was the slide and then the fit for Sean Wade, because, you know, we all know what could have happened for him. He surprised everybody when he came back the first time, you know, after the Fiesta Bowl and wanting to get back to the title game and the ejection and all that. He would have been, when people were talking about him being a first round draft pick, at least a second round pick, you know, depending on how he fit, opted out and coming back in. You guys all know the story, but just going all the way down there to that fifth round. But Baltimore knows what to do generally with defensive players who have versatility like him, and he's got still got so much to offer. So when he's fully healthy, when he's maybe not having to play in an outside cornerback role, we'll see exactly how his career transpires from here. You know, you feel a little bit bad for him when he has to sit there and wait, and things could have gone very differently if he hadn't pushed through an injury to play and you know, waited for the Big Ten to reinstate that season and, you know, fought all the way to the finish line with the Buckeyes. You know, he couldn't control some of that, and he wanted to play football in Columbus for one more year. He's still going to get that opportunity at the NFL level, and he still, you know, from here has a chance to build his career and make it what he wants to. So I'll be following that because, you know, Baltimore's got that track record of finding some guys and turning them into stars. And one thing you'll never be able to question is Sean Wade's toughness and desire to play football and do it as well as he can.
Austin Ward of Letterman Row, our guest here on the Buckeye Show, courtesy of the Bryant Heating and Cooling Systems Fan Guest Hotline. So 10 Buckeyes go in the 2021 draft. And of course, once the draft ends, it becomes mock draft season. And so just taking a look around Twitter and the internet and just to see what people were projecting for the 2022 draft, I ask you, Austin, could that number of 10 Buckeyes be exceeded next year?
Yeah, I think it will. And I think it'll be a top-heavy draft than this one was. It's almost out of character for Ohio State to just have the one first-round pick and then, you know, having guys hanging around on the draft board into the third and fourth round. You know, you're talking about Chris Olave and most likely Garrett Wilson being potential first-round draft picks at wide receiver. And then we start going down the list with, does Nicholas Petit-Frere come out and he and Thayer Munford both go in the first couple rounds? Zach Harrison, Tyreek Smith, you know, Seven Banks, Josh Proctor, there's Jeremy Rucker. There's so much talent, and that is elite talent. So a bunch of those guys could have come out this year, thinking about Olave or Rucker and Thayer Munford, and that would have made that 10 number that you mentioned go even higher. Could have been, those guys could have been first-round draft picks as well right now. So it's a bumper crop of Buckeyes that are going to be in that 22 draft, and that also really bodes well when you're talking about a team that's trying to get back to the college football playoff and find one more win than they did last year.
Austin Ward, he's our good buddy from Letterman Row, and he's been on the Brian Heating and Cooling Products fan guest hotline. Yeah, I'm thinking about that first question. Besides the QB, if you could grab one rookie, I mean, not even a rookie yet, because we're saying it's a collegiate card, but a patch auto outside the QB, I'm thinking like a Zach Harrison. Like, who's going to be that superstar defensive end at the next level? Get on the ground floor with Jack Sawyer, too. I've got my doggies play by play clip. I can maybe get an NFT going and sell like the digital audio bite for the doggies play by play call.
Now you're getting greedy,
right? I mean, that's the world's going that way, right? With these the digital coins and the what's the NFT stand for? Like non-fungible token or something like that? Yep. My God, the world that we're living in.
Grab some Marvin Harrison Jr. while you're at it.
Okay, yeah, yeah, big fan of Marvin Harrison Jr. He was a spring game hero. So, Austin, can't wait to catch up with you soon. Have a good one, all right, man?
All right, see you guys.
Yep, good stuff. There goes our friend. Eric, that was a good question that you asked there.
I just, again, when we start talking about products that people purchase with pictures of their favorite athletes on it, it's a no-brainer here in Columbus.
Easy, right?
That once this the name, image, and likeness legislation goes through, and it will for the state of Ohio, it's just a matter of when. What is it, you know, like a crack in the dam, and then the whole dam just busts, and you've just got company after company that can just print picture. I mean, it's pretty easy to print a trading card, isn't it? And what you can command for that is just kind of an incredible thought, along with everything else that these athletes have the potential just to slap their name or image or likeness onto and just rake in money. And good, and they should be able to. So good on them if that, you know, when that does become a thing.
All right. It is a Tuesday. That means normal business. We catch you up with recruiting.